At the 2013 annual meat conference, I'm visiting with Jeff Simmons with Elanco. And Jeff, here at the conference, you just gave a keynote speech at the, you know, one of the opening general sessions. Some great points in there that I'd like to review some of those with you. And one of the ones that I think hit me first was this idea of talking about how in the next few years, the meat industry needs to be as much about our heart as, say, our mind. And just kind of what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think it's coming to a point in time where our voice has to be as clear, as aligned, and as convincing as we've ever had before. So to me, that when you step back and you think about companies and industries that have done that well, they understand more why they do what they do. Because the what and the how is a basic thing for us, and actually, candidly, is not really what our customers and that consumer really wants. And I think that once we understand why we do what we do, then we'll be very clear, we'll be very convincing, and we got a great story to tell. And I think we've had a tendency to not tell that story because we've stayed just focused on maybe the basics of the product we produce and how we produce it. That's important. But as I said today, we cannot be embarrassed on an airplane when someone asks what you do. You can't be embarrassed when you're at your Christmas party or your cocktail party and someone says, so tell me again a little bit about the production of meat. We have to understand that why. That's critical.
Looking ahead, because a lot of what we're doing here is talking about some of where the industry is going to go. You mentioned a couple of key things. Those in a broad sense were middle-class growth, global volatility, and brands. A little summary on those points.
Yeah, I think if I said coming in, you might get thrown a little bit by, why are we going to talk about food security globally at a meat congress here in Tennessee representing the U.S. meat that we're saying, hey, we got to be just more competitive next month and make money and turn trends around. And how you connect that short-term and long-term is simply this. One, step back and think about this. In the history of man, they're saying the next 20 years, there'll never be a rise of a middle class as fast and as significant as this. First thing a middle class does is moves off from rice and beans and moves to meat. Or in a first world, they move to higher quality, different cuts. That's our industry. And we're in the number one country that produces meat. And this fast-growing middle class, huge opportunity. Second is volatility. We got to think globally because we've never been impacted more locally by these global trends. Margins, cost, meat demand, that's gonna impact us. Just look at corn price the last 5 years. And then I think the last thing is just brands. Brands matter. As people get more money, brands matter. So we've got to leverage the brand of U.S. meat, the brands of retail, the brands of the different companies. Those things say, hey, food security, the big clouds of the world in 2050, it does matter. When you hear a hunger story, it does matter what we do in the U.S. meat industry.
And I know you've done a lot of world travel. You mentioned some of that here. But for people here in the U.S. who have not, it's amazing to see what American brands or how American brands have established that brand in some of these countries where you may not even think they would.
Yeah, I see that in all industries. I said I'm part of human pharmaceuticals to sitting on a Chiquita board with bananas and salad to meat. We've got to be able to understand that that's a trend we can capitalize on. And really, I think, continue what the associations do and the industries do of promoting the quality and the differentiation of the product that we produce here.
So looking at some of the challenges of continuing to grow and to feed a growing population, some of the things you mentioned, again, kind of looking at it in broad terms here, innovation, choice, globalization, i.e. world trade, what are some of those things that we need to, as an industry, a meat industry, think about when it comes to these?
Well, first of all, independent parties across the world say 70% of the solution of feeding the world is going to be innovative solutions. We cannot do anything but become more innovative. It's how any other industry and any other global problem's ever been solved is through innovation. So we have to ask ourselves every day, am I going to be more competitive in 6 months than I am today? And a key part of that formula is doing something creatively different or sustaining the innovation we had. We talked about the UK as an example of losing some innovation in innovative ways and becoming less competitive. We cannot become less competitive. We have to double food. We have to freeze our carbon footprint. We've got more policies and regulations. We have to be as innovative as any industry in the world to feed this world and make food affordable. And I think that's the key thing. And choice, we got to give consumers more and more choice. As I said, from Rwanda to Boston, they have to have choice. And we can't let a decision in one part take away a decision in the other. Let the regulators decide ultimately what is the right thing. And let voices be heard, but let's let choices reign. I think that's key. And trade, meat, milk, and eggs need to move around the world to feed the world and feed this growing middle class.
One thing that you mentioned towards the end, but I think came out in during your remarks more than once, because you mentioned a couple of organizations that probably have provided some challenges to the industry in terms of some of their goals and agendas, but is engagement and perhaps having more of a conversation with everyone and not just with amongst ourselves and maybe our customers.
Yeah, I think we all need to. It's time not to come to a conference like this and listen. My goal is to be as personal as possible, to jolt some discussions hopefully tonight and tomorrow in the meetings to say, this is not about answers, okay? This is about engaging. This is about sharpening why I do what I do. And then secondly, on engagement is saying, who are the 5 to 7 people in your circle of influence that need to hear the importance of what we do, why we do it, food security and the solution? And it's convincing and informing, whether it's a politician, it's a local policyholder, it's a packer, a retailer, a consumer group. We need to make sure of that. And know that 99% of the consumers in the world want taste, cost, nutrition. They want some choice. Sometimes money doesn't matter. Sometimes it does. And then there's a smaller, very, very small sliver that has got an agenda, and we need to make sure that agenda is in the right avenues and it's not in something that takes choice away, because there's a moral right here as much as there is an economic or a scientific right.
What final thought would you like folks from this conference to go away with here this afternoon?
I think join in. I mean, any listener, not just at this conference, but anybody listening to this is, you know, let's do something. Join the dialogue, not just listen to this program, but engage in your social media or my social media, you know, and Jeff Simmons 2050. Let's hear. Let's dialogue. Let's jump in. This is, I don't care where you are in the food chain in terms of the production all the way through exporting to retail. We have to engage. And then I'd say write 5 names down of people that you feel you can influence to tell our story. And I think that's absolutely critical. We've got to, and then I end with this. There should be more hope, more energy, more excitement than ever before. And we're living between 7 billion and 9 billion people. We've got 3 billion people coming on meat, milk, and eggs the first time, and we're in a country that can do it better than anybody else that produces a great product. If you're not proud and fired up about what you're doing, I don't know what would. So let's go make this happen. This is going to be a great story, and the ending of the story is going to be great as well.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff Simmons, for giving us a good example here on stage of how to be fired up about that, because you are, and I think that came across very clearly and passionately today. Here from the 2013 Annual Meat Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.